Decision support tools are part of shared decision making, and these are interventions to help people in shared decision making. And so there needs to be a choice. They provide quality information, which is evidence based, include in some situations the option of taking no action. A lot of this work has been done in chronic disease management, and it's just coming into more acute or high stakes decision making. And they ideally help people to deliberate, to think about the different options, think about the short, medium and long term outcomes to support the decision of process, the process of decision making. So this was the point that